My child, know that in this confessional, you will always be able to speak freely. You will be heard and forgiven of all of your sins. So, there's no need to feel embarrassed. I'm here to help you with your face. Nobody's perfect, you know, even me as a priestess. We've all committed sins in our lives. The important thing is to repent, and you will be forgiven. Let me sum up the situation. Your friend's sister contacted you to help her assemble a piece of furniture, right? And you had no idea that she was going to lead you down the road to perdition. So, in the end, she showed you her intimacy, right? And she let you test her her intimate essence on her fingers. My child, tell me exactly how you felt at that moment. I see. Very well. I understand. You loved the taste of her intimacy on your tongue. You'd never imagined you could do that with a woman. And then you masturbated in front of her until you came. You were so uncomfortable that you ran away right after. And you didn't dare answer her calls or go back to her place to finish the furniture. My child, it's obvious from what you're saying that your family kept you away from any impure thoughts. They did the right thing. It was necessary to keep your innocence and purity intact. Today, how exactly do you feel? Apart from feeling ashamed, what other thoughts do you have? How are you living your life at the moment? Don't be ashamed, my child. What you say here will remain in the secret of God and His church. Here, you speak to God through me. I'm only the instrument of His forgiveness. Very well. I understand, my child. I understand that it's difficult for you. You think about her every day. You dream about her every night. It's become like an obsession. You dream of seeing her again. You couldn't resist the temptation. You went on the internet to watch pornographic videos. Every night, you pray, but you finally gave in, and you feel an immense guilt. You feel like an imposter in church. You don't dare look your parents in the eyes anymore. You're afraid they'll read your unmentionable desires in your eyes. My child, I understand your pain. Your soul needs to be cleansed of this impurity. Repeat after me, Lord Almighty. Have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Cleanse my soul. Wash my heart of all impurity. Let your light dispel my darkness. So be it. Amen. That's very good, my child. But it's not enough. Evil cannot leave your soul so easily. you'll have to follow my every instruction without hesitation. And then, at last, you'll be forgiven. Take off your clothes, my child. Take them off now. No, don't ask questions. I'm a priestess. I know what must be done. The demon is inside you. Obey. And only then will you be delivered. Have you taken off your clothes? Are you completely naked? I can't check, child, but you can't lie to me in the house of the Lord. He sees everything. Good. Now get down on your knees. Which hand do you use for your sins? So, with your right hand, I want you to slowly touch your mouth. That mouth which has succumbed to the vice of tasting forbidden nectar. I don't even need you to tell me. I know that at this very moment, you'd like to be able to test this young woman's intimacy. Dip your hungry, greedy tongue into that hairy vagina that's been driving you crazy. Lick your fingers as if it were her vagina. You'd want to plunge your fingers into her hot, wet sex too, I'm sure. Is your sex hard yet, child? Yes, I thought so. That's exactly what we want, an erect penis. Right, now I want you to slide your right hand from your mouth to your neck. Slowly, take your time. And move down to your left nipple. Play with it. Pinch it. You like it, child? I heard you moan. You're sensitive. Do the same with the other. Don't worry, my child. No one comes to this part of the church. You can let yourself go. This pleasure, these moans are part of the purification. You will leave this confessional in peace and forgiven. Now, I want you to place both hands on your knees. Relax. Your heart must be racing. Inhale and exhale. Once again, my child. That's very good. Keep your left hand where it is for the moment. Slide your fingers into your mouth again and cover them with as much saliva as you can. Once that's done, take your penis in your right hand. Start to slide it gently between your fingers, up and down. I can hear your delicious moans, my child. Gently, you must not release your seed too quickly. There. Keep going, my child. Your sex must be so hard. You have sinned, my child. Continue to masturbate. I can't can see your impure thoughts, fornication, again and again. You wish you could slide your penis into your friend's sister's vagina, don't you? That's what you've seen in those impure movies. You're totally lost, my child. I really must set you straight. Speed up the movements of your hand and squeeze it a little tighter. Don't come. We're not finished yet, my child. With your left hand, I want you to grab your testicles. Listen to me. You're going to have to do everything at once. Squeeze them in your hand and keep masturbating. Slow your hand down on your penis. And now, speed it up again. Alternate between the two rhythms. And don't forget your testicles. I know you reach your limit. Now, come, my child. Release this evil seed. You feel better already, don't you? But I know it's not enough. You need more than one session. You're totally corrupted. You know, I'm only 40. And I also have a very hairy vagina. Would you like to penetrate me too, my child? Would you like to slide your hard penis into my hot, wet, moist, intimate space? Would you? You're going to need more than one session, child, if you're also thinking about fucking your priestess. Oops, I mean engaging in fornication. Perhaps more private sessions in my office or at home. Yes, this is necessary. I must continue to free you from these impure thoughts. God has not forgiven you yet. Now, clean the floor with your clothes. You must leave this confessional as pure as it was before you arrived. We'll see you again very soon, my child.